Random House Audio Books presents The Fourth Hand by John Irving. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. The Lion Guy. Imagine a young man on his way to a less than 30-second event, the loss of his left hand, long before he reached middle age. As a schoolboy, he was a promising student, a fair-minded and likable kid, without being terribly original. Those classmates who could remember the future hand recipient from his elementary school days would never have described him as daring. Later in high school, his success with girls notwithstanding, he was rarely a bold boy, certainly not a reckless one. While he was irrefutably good-looking, what his former girlfriends would recall as most appealing about him was that he deferred to them. Throughout college, no one would have predicted that fame was his destiny. "He was so unchallenging," an ex-girlfriend said. Another young woman, who'd known him briefly in graduate school, agreed. "He didn't have the confidence of someone who was going to do anything special," was how she put it. He wore a perpetual but dismaying smile, the look of someone who knows he's met you before but can't recall the exact occasion. He might have been in the act of guessing whether the previous meeting was at a funeral or in a brothel, which would explain why, in his smile, there was an unsettling combination of grief and embarrassment. He'd had an affair with his thesis advisor. She was either a reflection of or a reason for his lack of direction as a graduate student.